with a thorn shade in the spring-lit morning gale. I know how it feels. A dog, not familiar to me, but it could be it's one of the Kelly's dogs. I can see Claire. I can't see an Ishman. Not a great deal now this morning that could be described as settled or even or calm within myself. And far off now, in the spray, a ship southwards. Beyond it, another, as if in direct reply to it, northwards, for Bergen, maybe. 6 shifts of 4 hours, 3 of them mine. Isofair's light, on again, off again, 6 seconds each way. I believe there are presences in the fields, east. I mean, unseen by the naked eye, but sometimes to be heard. A kind of a low singing, I hear it as. I can see an Ishman. I can't see Claire. There's days, says you, that's no harm. I have every reason to believe she is back in Claire. For me, then, the 3 shifts of 4 hours I'm on the watch, or the 3 shifts of 4 hours I'm not. Lying there, the gob open, on the flat of my back, jaws on hinges, staring up at the ceiling. Unknown dogs losing the run of what reason they might have outside in the travelling wind in the cold April yard. Worse again, by far the worse. Here at the tip of the island's end, here at the point where the sea begins, are the pockets of sudden quiet that open out amid the wind sometimes. Sudden calm, deep quiet, for maybe the eerie hollow of a half minute. And inside such a gap in the wind, you can find yourself sometimes. Your own self. Staring back at you. With a face like a sour morning. A face like a washed dog. Mad looking as one of the Kelly's dogs. I have every reason to believe she was seen 3 nights ago in the town of Innistime and hung out of fellas. See Claire. I can't see an Ishman. Tonight. Halfways, untethered in myself. softened away in the light of a waxing moon. You find, after a while out here, you find that you adjust yourself to the phases of the moon. Are they to you? This is a week I know already will be a brutal week for sleep. Eyes hanging out at edge up. Ice of his light on again, off again. 6 seconds each way. A clear night. It's wild. The wildness clears it and lets it run clean. The jaws to be working overtime these nights. I'm apparently trying to aid the phase off myself. I can see lights in the hills of Clare. I was watching and waiting all the morning, waiting on the creak of the gate and the pedal in the wind that would mark the postman's arrival. More than 3 days now she's been back in Clare. And I wait for word in the full knowledge that what word might come will bring me nothing but woe. I am not a young fella, by any stretch of the imagination, but she has made me as foolish as a young fella. Waiting on a letter. Close my eyes and all I can see is her. In the claws of others. And you'd be a long time waiting for a drop of sleep to come down on you. A ship. Far off and southwards for I don't know where. Its lights. Its lonesome call. It's for Santander, maybe. When I have the few days off again, I'll go to Miss Simon. I will present myself. Now, of course, you can lose the ability to speak to people. It's one of the happier outcomes of my situation. The ability is also lost to read people, unhappily. A calm, suddenly. The island is creaking and quietening and all at once now. It's quiet as the boneyard. It's love that would put you in the ground altogether. Love is a poison. Love is a pox. In the afternoons. I'd well believe it. Destruction. out here on the 3-7 shift, it's like crawling across Siberia. That was steady enough now, the blade in the paw this morning. I haven't drank this last 3 weeks. Clearish day in the grey spring light. Quiet sea. The ice of his light. The island is grimly waking from the winter. The island with a face on it, as if it's been rushed out of the bed. Whether or not she's back for good in Innisfallen was not betrayed to me in the letter. All she said is, John, it'd be good to see you if you get over at all to the town. I was like a lamb after the letter. I all but gambled in the fields. There's a moving darkness under the skin of the water. It could be the first of the mackerel. Might be early for them yet. The swallows, I await. I can see Claire. I can see Inishman. I can see back to Rosavilla. Romance. Drag a comb across the head. Iron the shirt. Slap a bit of colour into the face. I have the face worn off me trying to bet a bit of colour into it. And in Innisfallen, tomorrow morning, there he will stand, the tall man from the lighthouse gauntly looming, as if all that a girl could dream of.
River to Glasgow for a finish.
There's a place that's about halfway between awake and dreaming. It's a place I know well. I don't expect to see that woman again. earth a change and fleet in my arms, like fairy gifts fading away. An evening of heavy cloud out here, or after a day of the same, you'd have the jaws chewed off yourself watching it. It would oppress you. Claire has disappeared behind the curtain of cloud, and the waves make polite applause. Rosseville is no more. And this man's only a dream. When I'm not on the watch, I'm cleaning, I'm polishing, I'm sweeping. I make bacon and cabbage and pots of stew. My lips move as I work, and words unbidden form on them. The words come from Jesus knows where. They had me picked out to be a schoolmaster or a priest, I'd say. But I dislike children, and I deny God. Out here I'm a slave to the clock and my tasks. Soon again now, the season will be changing. An evening like this, with the cloud down, I can see them working in the fields, but sometimes, on a snap of the wind, I can hear the Irish spoken. I don't have it myself, or not much past the Hail Mary. When I came here first, I didn't know the names of birds. Skuas, storm petrels, the gannets. The gannets are murderous bastards. The hovering with the evil eye over the moving bruise of a shawl. Then the spear-like dive, pure homicide. Pesticide. I came here first, I didn't know the names of the flowers in the fields, among the rocks, the meadowsweet, the trift, the bird's foot trefoil. Sometimes I think I can hear a murmuring inside me, a kind of a rumour in the chambers of my body. But all this is the sea below me, moving. The sea that changes colour 8,000 times a day. The sea that makes the heart turn. Thou art still be adored as this moment hour. Let thy loveliness fade as it will. And around thee ruin each wish of my heart. Would entwine itself verdantly still. She's on the island. I got word first from the boatman. The way he averted his eyes before he opened his mouth told me all I needed to know. Now I cannot, under any circumstances, bring women back to this place. Well, the news of that would spread quick as the plague. I'd be ran out of the place. But I can feel she's nearby. Half the morning I spent pacing off the yard. I have seen mad dogs of the Kellys more in possession of themselves than I was this morning when the word came through and the yard was paced. What is she doing out here? I was so overwhelmed by the question, I brought it up at the changing of the shift with the lighthouse keeper, Kyo. But he's a very devout man and he'd have no interest whatsoever in such a line of inquiry. He speaks to me very seldom. And when he does, the sensation is much the same as when you're after a long, cold sup of weak tea. There is mortal disappointment in it. She taught school in Scotland, in Glasgow. This is what puts Glasgow often on my mind. Is she to take up a position at the school here? Jesus, that would mean my leave-taking. Or that would mean a man for the boat. That would put an end to my island time.
You've been listening to Island Time, written and narrated by Kevin Barry. Sound design was by the Foley artist Gene McGrath, and the piece was made with support from the Commissioners of the Irish Lights.